And let's hear from the hospital frontline now. Those most under pressure are Cork and Limerick. Cork University Hospital had the second highest number of COVID patients to care for yesterday. The highest was Limerick, and we'll hear from them later. But we'll speak now to Professor Conor Deasy, the Clinical Director of Emergency Medicine at CUH. And good morning to you, Professor Deasy.
Good morning, Áine.
Where were you yesterday? Where are you this morning?
Yeah, look, so we're under intense pressure here at CUH. We had a further 17 cases of COVID diagnosed overnight, so we now have 159 patients with COVID in the hospital. So we have 18 patients with COVID in our ICU, 9 of whom are on a life support machine. And that was 3 at the start of the week on Sunday night. So we've seen a big increase in those whose lungs are failing. There are 38 patients with COVID in the hospital who are receiving advanced oxygen and ventilatory support in the form of non-invasive ventilation, 8 of whom are in the ICU, but the other patients are being managed on our wards in observation areas on our wards. So staff are under a lot of pressure. It's very challenging. We're adapting, we're responding to the new challenges all the time, and staff are showing amazing resilience, be it doctors, nurses, cleaners, care assistants, managers, we're all in this together. But basically every patient and colleague in the hospital right now potentially has COVID. That's the mindset that we have. So we're on our guard all the time, wearing full PPE for all patients, not just those known to have COVID. And this is tough for patients. It's much harder to establish a rapport with somebody wearing a mask, a visor, long sleeve gown and gloves. And from the healthcare professional's point of view, it takes a lot more effort to communicate words, not to mind emotions.
The pinch point we heard from Beaumont yesterday in this third wave is having enough healthy staff available to meet the pressure you're under at the moment. How's that working for you in terms of staff being sick, staff being contacts, and also staff being plain exhausted?
Yeah, look, that's an ongoing dynamic issue that we're managing hour by hour. There's, at any given time over the last 10 days, there was between 100 and 200 nurses having to be out because of having been a contact with COVID or having caught COVID. And similarly, you know, there's in and around 40 doctors out right now because they've either caught COVID or they've been a contact with COVID. And of course, as healthcare staff and frontliners, we would sooner catch the illness ourselves and suffer the consequences than have a vulnerable patient catch the illness from us. And equally, none of us wants to be put off the field of play for having caught COVID or being a close contact, because we know we are needed like never before, really, by our patients and our colleagues. So the stakes are high, and obviously safe and effective use of good PPE is essential. So we've had to completely change how the doctors in training work within the hospital. So now, instead of being attached to a consultants team who might have patients on different wards throughout the hospital, the doctor in training is attached to a ward and must stay on that ward and tend to those patients. And their team is a ward-based team of nurses, care assistants, allied health staff and so forth. And some surgeons have had to be redeployed to medical wards. And you might say, well, what's the big deal? Like, they're doctors. But in truth, that's like asking a hurler who normally plays in the full back line to play in the full forward line. It's very different work for them. And we're all having to be agile, flexible and adaptable.
And this is going to get worse for at least a week or two before it gets better, listening to the NPHET briefing.
Well, I think it certainly is going to get worse. We're anticipating and planning for an increase in those needing critical care here in the coming days. Right now, 80% of the 159 patients at CUH who have COVID are in their first 7 days since they were swabbed and diagnosed. And we know that it's from here in that a proportion of those patients will deteriorate and require critical care support in the form of non-invasive ventilation, life support machines, and so forth. So it's from here in, really, that we've seen it all this week. We've seen a real step up in the criticality of the patients and how sick the patients are in terms of their their lung function. So over the coming days, we are needing all hands on deck, all staff who have critical care skills. This means nurses and doctors who normally work in theatre performing operations on a day-to-day basis being deployed to critical care areas. And this is why many operations have had to be deferred. We'll get through this, but it's going to be slow. Probably will be slower than what has even been reported by George Lee, in that these patients with COVID in our hospitals and our ICUs have a very long length of stay and a very prolonged recovery. And it can be difficult to get them back on their feet, back to the communities from which they come. But we're working extraordinarily hard to do so.
The very best of luck to you and your colleagues in the days and weeks ahead. Thank you for talking to us this morning. Professor Conor Deasy there, the Clinical Director of Emergency Medicine at CUA.